Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep?
Welcome to another hour of Vocal Profiling Live. You're listening to VBS Radio. Thanks for all of you for joining us. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards, here with Lisa. We have some new crew with us in the studio. We have Kathy over here on, what are you on, Kathy? Running the music and punching the buttons.
Yep.
And Ben's here with us. Ben has done several videos for us. You've probably seen them on YouTube. And he's doing, very honoring to us, he's doing his dissertation in film,
thesis project
on film, on bioacoustics and vocal profiles.
Yeah,
so thanks for being with us. We're broadcasting tonight. If you want to watch, go to VBS Radio, that's one word, VBS, One Voice Amp, radio.com. And we're on, are we on the, just the regular front page?
No,
or they have to go to the station?
No, I think we're on the front page tonight.
Okay. Because on this show, Vocal Profiling Live, we invite people to call in, give us a sample of their voice right over the airwaves, and then everyone can watch us evaluate the frequencies and the pattern of the voice. And this is called Vocal Profile. This is Obama's composite, from the debate thing that we were looking at. For our first-time listeners, we're broadcasting to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. We do research, we write stories, we basically attempt to examine the sounds of your voice and how frequencies and sound can monitor, how frequency and sound can be monitored so that we can look at your emotions and your physical body. I know that kind of sounds a bit far-fetched, but think about it in terms of a young man going through puberty and his voice changes in response to chemicals, hormones.
Really good.
So we're looking at that in terms of not only those kinds of hormonal changes, but through the ages here, 20, 30 years of research, we've been able to look at people's proteins, their receptors. We just had a doctor in today, and he had stiff man syndrome, which means that when he gets up from sitting, he's stiff and he can't walk because his muscles are just really tight. Sometimes, you know, when you get real cold, you get real stiff. That's kind of like that. So we were able to look at his glycine, and his glycine receptor was not open. So we attempted to use some frequencies.
I met him when he came in, and he was having a hard time getting up steps.
He was working. And he was working hard here. But he could walk faster.
Yeah, he did better on the way out.
When he left.
Quite a bit better.
And he was only on sound just a little bit. So for those of you who really want to know more about that research, we have a Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. You've been working on a new one, haven't you?
I've been working on a new one hard. Real hard.
You sound defeated.
No, it's just it is a daunting thing. There's so much research, and it's with all of your technical stuff. So I get to educate myself with all of your technical ease while I'm wading through it.
This stuff we found with Dr. Rudy today, it's phenomenal.
You told me that I was going to be busy again writing something new, huh?
All of the numbers and how they relate, and he has the psoas muscle and the agudus maximus muscle really tight, and he wasn't walking well. And the glycine that we found and the other things related to that muscle. So the body has these frequencies that tell you emotions, that tell you muscle problems, that tell you biochemical issues, genetic issues, protein issues. And I'm flabbergasted every day at what we find here.
It is pretty amazing.
We think this stuff is so important because we've been doing this presidential debate thing, and the stuff that we found out, we're going to share with you tonight, And we find that this stuff is so incredible. For some of you, you've already downloaded our computer program, Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.com. We have an upgrade for that, and it is two places, right?
Yes, it's on NutriSounds.com, and I think the new one is on NanoVoice.
NanoVoice.org.
That's right, NanoVoice.org.
So you can download the program that you're going to see us use tonight.
For free.
And the manual.
For free.
And the class.
For free.
And why are we doing that, Lisa?
Because it's a huge deal, and the biggest thing is once you see it work, then you'll believe it, because I'm new. I've only been here almost 4 months, and when Sherry first started doing her pulling out a little bag of tricks on me, I a little skeptical, but then she did it, and it blew me out of the water. So she's fixing my headaches all the time now. And
we should get to the root cause of that.
Well, I would have to quit typing long enough for you to do that, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
Do you have blisters on the ends of your fingers?
No fingerprints anymore.
We're going to concentrate tonight on the presidential debate. How many of you really know what those men stand for, and what do you hope they stand for? What do you want in your president?
I want somebody who is who can think for what is the best interest for the middle class. The most of us are middle class. Most of us go out and work our 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and many of us are minimum wage people, and I don't want them to consider the top 10% of the population. I want them to consider what's going on primarily for the majority.
Cassie's giving us a signal.
I know. I see her out of the corner of my eye.
But the CD we gave her doesn't work on a boombox. It is for the computer. Would it not work on either one? I know it won't. Well, it might work on this one. You can sneak over here and try it while I'm explaining something. So you want... Don't do it now.
Yeah, and I want somebody who thinks fast on their feet.
Fast on feet? Okay.
And they're smart. And I watch how they treat their family.
Okay.
And not just while they're on camera, because I...
Well, have a good one for that.
I know you do.
You will be totally surprised at what McCain was thinking about while he was talking about his feelings for Kennedy being in the hospital. It is bizarre.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about that. Cassie or Ben or... any of the rest of the audience here in the studio, what do you want in your president?
Honesty.
They're politicians, Ben.
Never going to happen. It's which one lies the least or the best. I'm not sure which.
You really think that?
I really do.
I did not find a lot of out-and-out lies in the presidential debate.
Mm-hmm.
I found some stumbling stress, but I didn't find out-and-out lies.
That's
Cassie, you have an opinion?
Not really.
Would you want to start a job where half the people there hated you already?
No.
That's what the president's going to end up doing. Half the country's going to be hating this guy because they're so close.
Yeah.
What a way to start a job.
And the most important job you'll ever have. Like, no pressure there, right?
Yeah. Do you want him to be compassionate? Do you think that a lot of the presidents now really... get bogged down with people talking into things, special interest groups, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Do you know when we did Bush's vocal profile, he really thinks he's telling the truth. He really thinks people really love him and care about him and care about his opinions. He really thinks that.
Wow.
Who's stepping to him?
Somebody's telling him stories.
Yeah.
They're not showing him the polls, are they?
Well, we're going to look at the entire debate. There was 42 minutes and I can't remember, 50-some
seconds of it.
Yeah, for each, 42 minutes and something for each of them. I went through every sentence and picked out the juicy stuff and the places where I thought they were alike and not alike. But as most of you know, I was invited to be on Coast to Coast on Monday.
Yes, you were.
And they asked us to do these debates because they wanted us to tell the truth about what was going on. And we were incredibly, incredibly cut short, kind of right in the middle. I didn't know but a few minutes before I was going on that they were cutting it short, and I had enough material and things to fill up for the time they gave me.
Which was an hour.
When I started to talk about McCain's health and things like that, and I was a little reluctant to do that, and telling the truth about some things, I just felt like I got totally cut off. And I guess the audience did, too, because they started sending us some letters.
We have gotten quite a bit of emails.
You got a couple of them there you want to read?
Yes. Let's see. This one says, Dear Sherry, I heard you on Coast to Coast tonight and was horrified when you were cut off in the middle of such an important piece of your message. I've been listening to this program for nearly 20 years, and this is one of the few times I'm discussing
it. Is that somebody we know?
I don't know. You know everybody.
I don't know this. Fanowy?
I have no clue.
Fanowy? Well, thank you for writing to us. We think we like your opinion. Here's another one. My mom's been listening to Coast to Coast regularly for years. She thinks they shut you down because they're Republicans, and what you were saying wasn't in agreement with their politics. Well, it wasn't in agreement with anybody's politics. Is there more?
Here's another one. I did write to George Norrie and intend to write again. Please send me another email address you have. Thank you for being decent enough to share your discovery. I'll do all I can to try and listen.
Here's where she started this. I heard you on Coast to Coast. Oh, she was horrified.
Yeah, this is the one.
I wrote back to her, and I said, do you want George's address?
Good for you.
Because we think he ought to know this, that people are horrified by it. I enjoyed your interview last night on Coast to Coast. Find your research fascinating. I was particularly interested in your findings on the McCain-Obama debate. I have a question. First, let me say that I am quite uneasy in the gut about Obama, and I'm not thrilled about McCain either. I don't think anybody is.
Yeah.
You mentioned Obama's voice was looking ahead. I see major socialism in his agenda, especially for his intent to make everybody serve in the government. There are many other concerns, especially his ties to Marxism and communism. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Removing the American flag from its plane. I didn't know he did that. Did you guys know that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it may not be true. We have a disclaimer. Things we read, we're not responsible for. My question is, can you tell through the voice there's been a programming of the person? Yes, we can. At the debate, Obama's eyes and mannerism struck me as odd. There was not any debate, the programming in Obama's voice.
Yeah.
None at all. The future Obama has in store for us is no one I wish to engage in. You know, many people I hear, they're not going to vote for either one.
I'm not incredibly thrilled with either one, but I think McCain seems much more uneasy when he's speaking.
Do you hear the gravelly nuts underneath his voice? That there's a separation in his voice from his gut and his thinking.
You can see it.
He's totally torn. You know, we've talked about this before, that Palin's voice, McCain's running mate, is the best, most compatible voice with what she is saying. But boy, have you been hearing some of the things she's saying.
She's saying some crazy stuff, isn't she?
What are they going to do about that?
I don't know.
Thank all of you who are listening to us instead of the vice presidential debate. It was a hard choice. We had
a lot
of people asking us that.
Because next week I'm sure we're just going to tell you about this one anyway, so.
We're going to do the vice presidential debate.
Oh, that's good.
Next week. Wouldn't you like to know what Palin really thinks?
Yeah.
Where her stress is?
I really want to know what she's thinking when she's saying all that stuff.
We have Pelosi for you tonight, too. That was a very upsetting thing for me, to hear Nancy Pelosi talk about the bailout failure vote and how she really felt about it. Poppycock, no feeling to it, so we'll show you that one. Could McCain's hesitation and looking back, because I said that McCain was more looking back, be looking back to the original intent of the Constitution? I felt these are important questions. Now, I watched the debate. I thought Obama was much more gracious.
He is. He's a much better speaker. He presents himself stronger and more in control. McCain always seems flustered and a little tilted and kind of, I don't know, something's just off with him, and I don't trust it.
I have some information about that. I want to talk about McCain's health just a little bit.
That might be it.
Repeat what you just said because you made me think of something that was really important.
I felt like he was a little off or tilted. He doesn't quite... I don't know the word for it. He doesn't seem comfortable, or he seems more coached, maybe.
Yeah, his stuff is very stark.
Yes.
And even, do you remember Dana Rush?
Yes.
Is her name Dana? The lady that interviewed Nicole Wallace right afterwards and said, Obama doesn't understand. That was obviously rehearsed. And then Nicole Wallace said, well, we didn't have time to rehearse.
Yeah.
She didn't really deny what was going on. So we have her, too, if we ever get to it. One of the things that happened during this week when we talked to Don Newsom, the producer here, about could we talk about these things on BBS Radio, and he started calling around and telling people we're going to do this, and he got a very strange phone call. And Don, if you are listening, can you come on the line and tell us about that phone call? And if not, I will just talk about it.
I guess
he's not listening. Seth came on tonight. Don Newsom got a phone call that said the reason I was cut off was that there was death threats to the Coast to Coast program. And Don said, well, you can tell it like it is here. We're not afraid of that. We're for the people. Just like you are, for the people.
He's a gutsy guy.
And I want to backtrack. I'm cold in here. Are you cold?
I've been cold all day.
One of the things I liked about Obama was let's talk to people. No matter, you know, how mad we are with them, let's talk to them and let's not say, okay, you got to do this before we talk to you. And McCain was very much over here. They're going to do it our way or we're not talking.
I get that impression. Obama will sit down and talk and McCain will sit down and tell.
That's a good way to put it. I had somebody else get in touch with me and they sent me something from the House of Representatives.
Oh.
And this was read into the minutes or whatever you call them of the Congress. And it was a Marcy Kaepner, and she's a Democrat from Ohio, 9th District in Toledo, which is nowhere near us.
No.
But she was talking about the Wall Street bailout. And if you ever wanted to make some sense of the bailout, go to YouTube, because they put it on there. It's Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, Kaepner, K-A-P, maybe Kaepter, K-A-P-T-U-R. And one of the things that she said just captured my attention. She says the goal of this bailout was to privatize gain to the few and socialize the losses to the many.
Well, that's rather profound. And not shocking at all, really. Isn't that what they typically try to do?
But that's exactly it. All of these people from these companies that they bailed out are walking away with
billions
of dollars.
Yes.
And they're asking us to pay back what these guys pocketed.
It's insane.
Kind of crazy. Okay. Let's go back to the statement of what do you want in your president, and let me give you some clues here about what we're doing. For those of you watching us broadcast, Cassie, are we up?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can see a graph, a blue background. This is the Obama composite. We took all 42 minutes of Obama and ran it through our program. And as you can see, the blue and the green are the tallest here. The green is like a farmer, somebody who does something, thinks about it, thinks about consequences, thinks about outcomes. The blue is an emotional response, really feeling it from the inside out. Yellow here is an evaluative intellectual response. And remember this when we look at Pelosi stuff. The red is spontaneous. I'm going to react without consequence, without thinking about the consequence. When you see this red, it's almost as if, well, it'd be like, I'm going to be prejudiced here for a minute. It's like a guy who wants sex really bad and doesn't care, you know, what the consequences are. That's the way you can see this red. Or a fireman that just reacts to what's going on. Okay, so we were talking about what we want. We should show McCain's composite. It's on a But Obama is blue and
he seems greener. Very even, like very. I like the way it looks. Does that matter?
It does. But look at this. Through all of this, look how emotional McCain is. This is his 42 minutes on camera. Much more emotion here, and I've heard that rumor about him that he sort of responds emotionally and flies off the handle.
I hear he has an anger management problem.
But he's got emotion without good action. Lots of emotion, not supportive action toward that. Now, roll down just a little if you could and see the difference in the balance with Obama's. Here, there's none. There's that unbalance. They match a lot in G&G Sharp, which is about physical things,
mm-hmm.
taking physical control, managing physically. Okay, down just a little bit. So this is what we came up with when we did this composite. Okay, stop there. That Obama will evaluate first, run it through his mental intellect. You know, these are the facts. Then he'll act. Then he'll react. Then he'll feel at the end. McCain has three quarters higher in feel than any other thing. So, do you want a president that's going to evaluate first or feel first? Any opinion on that?
Definitely evaluate. Sit down and think about it for a minute.
Okay, then we went to looking at the same composites about carrying out management duties. You know, what's going to happen, who's going to be managed, and how. Obama's going to do first, feel, then think, then react. Look at react and feel. Do you want your president to be a feeler, a spontaneous reactor, an evaluator, a doer with thought?
I want them to evaluate before they do.
Okay, so if somebody forced you, then you're going to vote for Obama.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, carrying out management duties, McCain, feel by far. Think and do are about equal, and then he's going to react. I like this react at the end. Because they're not going to react
right.
without thinking about it. Okay, on planning, look at this one. Obama, feel about planning. Does this mean that he's going to plan what he does with us little guys in mind?
Wouldn't that be a novel idea?
Well, I can't make that jump, but I'd like that to be true. But still... in planning, feel and do about equal. So I'm going to have a balance between what I feel and what I carry out. React was way below think. Think was next here for Obama. You know, what this is coming out is Obama is a much more level.
Just like what you said. Kiltered.
More even kiltered. And here, and even in planning, Obama and McCain are feel first and then do, think and react about equal. Think and react about equal. He might be a very spontaneous thinker. He could think on his feet quick, you think?
Yeah.
Think and react about equal. Now, if we were in war, he'd need that.
That's good.
We have a caller on line two. Hello, caller. You're on the air. You're on the air. We're getting a... Turn off your radio. We're getting too much feedback.
Okay, I'm trying to shut it down. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. You're going to have to turn off your computer and
okay.
then come back. Because there's too much going on.
He might be a very spontaneous thinker.
Okay.
Think of a sequence.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can also hear a lot of echo in the background. Turn your volume off your computer.
Okay.
Just listen to...
I'm calling on Skype. Any better there?
We're here. Do you have a
can
question?
Can you hear me?
Okay,
I have a suggestion.
Seth, you're going to have to talk to her and tell her to turn off her computer.
She's on Skype.
Or her turn off Skype because I can't hear.
Okay.
Okay, if she wants to call back and turn off the volume on her computer so I'm not hearing myself twice, that would be great. Okay, how about using and spending money? What do you want out of your president?
I want him to be frugal. I work really hard for my money.
And you give half of it to
and
the government.
And I give half of it to him. So, you know, pick and choose wisely where you put it, really. Come on. Give it back to me.
What do you want him to spend your money on?
Stuff at home.
Stuff at home. You know, I got really mad in the 60s when they were sending, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars to India to study birth control, and they shut off our Planned Parenthood for lack of funds.
Yeah.
That really ticked me off.
Exactly.
So we can do this at home. You want to roll down just a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay. On spending money, do and feel was absolutely equal with Obama. Do first on McCain, feel second, think, and then react. Think and react was about equal. That's again...
That keeps coming up with him.
Somebody you'd want in a war
He's
or...
He's a spontaneous thinker.
Well, if I was in a street or something, I would think he'd get me out of the way of a bus.
I don't think McCain would do that.
No, that is McCain. Think and react about equal. But react without a lot of thought is where this keeps coming up. React for Obama falls far below anything else. It was a third lower. So, in using and spending money, do caller on line two? Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Sherry?
Hi, I'm great.
Good. This is Honest Ice calling. I play around with numerology, and I find that McCain and Obama are twos. And twos are people who respond after they feel. Very deep internal processes going on there.
Are any of them like, either of them like an 11 reduced to a 2, or they're just plain old ordinary 2s?
Well, they reduce, that's their life path. Their life path is a 2. So that's how they approach life. And you want to know something? All four candidates are 2s. That's why this is so exciting.
What does this mean? What does this mean that they're all twos? What are we in for?
Well, we're in for what we get because they act from a feeling level. And they process so deeply. And they're there to serve.
Anna,
they all
want
to serve. It's interesting, isn't it?
Anna, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is
going to
win?
Well, I believe Obama will win because people just can't handle Palin. I think it was just too extreme for most people to imagine her being a president, and it's probably pretty accurate.
Well, this is going to make history anyway. We're either going to have the first Afro-American or the first woman.
Yes. It would be nice if Hillary was on that ticket with him.
Absolutely.
She's a 2 also. It's funny. Isn't it incredible?
This is what Lisa wants. She wants Hillary to come back on the ticket with Obama and say what's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That was the dream team right there.
Yeah,
well, thank
the
you
things
for your
that they could do. Well, I don't want to take up too much time. I'm
well,
so
thank
happy.
You for your call. I'm really
You're
having
welcome.
A hard time hearing you because
okay,
you've got an
I'm
echo
sorry.
Going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm so grateful to find your station and your program and all your materials. Thanks.
Well, stay
your
tuned.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a nice night.
Bye-bye.
People, when you're calling, you've got to turn your radio or your computer down because we can't hear with the echo. It drives me crazy. My hearing is such that I can't separate what's going on. And for those of you who are listening and you want to learn how to do this, we are going to give away the program. I'm just going to say that again for people just tuning in. Not only giving away the program and the manual to go to nano voice.org, download the manual and the program. We don't even ask for your email address.
Absolutely.
Totally
not.
Free. This is so important. You can evaluate the president's speech on your own. You can evaluate Anna's speech that was just called. You can evaluate your partner. You can evaluate whether
those
or not.
Those are always good ones.
You like those?
I like those.
You can evaluate whether you want to go to school or go to do a job or this is the right job. You can look at everything that's going on. Okay, back to spending money. Do and feel absolutely equal. This means he's going to appraise both at the same time. Think and then react falls below. Do think or do feel think. So do and feel. And using and spending money, they're like the same.
Mm-hmm.
They also are very similar on the bailout. Caller on line two, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very clear. This is great. What's your name?
Hightower.
Hightower, I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I'm up here in Alaska freezing my butt off.
Wow.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
No more presidents. And let's just have a council of elders and let's just take back our own governance.
I'm all for that. Can you get people to vote for it?
Well, we have more power than anybody else in the cosmos. Why can't we?
If we have more power than... I got a little echo there for her. What'd she say?
We have the power. We people have the power. So, you know, why don't we believe that we can do it?
Who are you going to vote for?
Who is on the Council of Elders?
I'd bump for any of them. I don't see us having another president, actually.
I'm going to write in on top.
I mean, it's same old, is it not?
It definitely is. I don't think it makes much difference. It's going to be the same stuff.
Yeah, it's just more politics, and rich get richer and poor get poorer. So we need a restructuring.
If you would go back and listen to this Marcy Kaptur, K-A-P-T-U-R, she has a plan. It's only 5 minutes long. It's on YouTube, and it's wonderful. Listen to her plan. It's much like what you are suggesting.
YouTube. K-A-P-E-R?
K-A-P-T-U-R, Kaptur. I just listened to it this afternoon. Somebody sent it to me, and it's wonderful.
Okay.
Hightower, you haven't written to me in a long time.
I don't have your email address with me anymore. I've left everything in Texas, and I've come up here and on a journey. And so that's why.
So you're an implant if you're from Alaska.
Just do radio at vocalprofiling.com.
Okay.
Just write us there. You can get us on VBS Radio or Nutrisound if you got a computer up there with.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting in touch.
You bet. Okay. Good night.
Tribe of Elders. That's a good idea. A council of like 12?
Yeah. Which 12 do we pick, really?
Well, we got four already running. We only need to pick six more. Okay, let's do justice, and then I want to go to some of these specialized things.
Okay.
Look at this. I was amazed. When they deal, they're talking about justice, they're exactly alike.
That surprises me.
Why?
Because I don't know. I think I just think McCain would be more staunch about that.
Justice his way, that shows up.
Yeah, it doesn't. I would think he would be like, I'm all for justice as long as we're doing it the way I want it done.
There you go. And Obama's justice is about the people.
Exactly.
You can go on down.
Alrighty.
That's just more about this. Can you find McCain on, it's not in this file. Just kill that file. Find McCain on Kennedy. This is a shocker.
Okay.
Here it is, right here.
Okay. You were telling me about this earlier, and you said I was going to be shocked.
This is McCain. This is from the debates when he is saying, you know, he's very saddened. He's very concerned. There's not a bit of sad in there.
There's not a emotion in there at all.
No, and look what he's thinking about. Go on down and let's show this to the audience. See, it shows detachment, total detachment. Well, he's talking about it. These politicians are going to end up hating us, aren't they?
Well, you know.
Total detachment when he's talking about
I'm not real fond of any of them either, so it's okay.
Look at what he's thinking about. You can be fussy about your physical space. It needs to satisfy no one but you. Your highest note is associated with the expression of physical prioritizing. Is there one little iota in there about emotion?
No, it's all about personal control and...
Personal control
yes,
and management.
And management.
So his words, you know, I'm really saddened by this. What do you think?
It was for the camera.
Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. Oops.
Okay, let's go to Pelosi. This one I love. You'll have to kill that.
Okay.
I just put each one of them on one. So that,
okay. You've looked at this all day, so point
here,
me in the
right
direction.
Here, Pelosi.
Okay.
Now, remember that red is spontaneous, non-emotional.
Right.
And this is Pelosi saying how badly we need the bailout because it's for the good of the people. Notice any combination here that you just saw in McCain's voice about Kennedy and being concerned for Kennedy?
So I'm assuming somebody told her to say this?
Yes. Hmm. Although she does have balance here between what she did and what she said and how she responds, but her average should be about 22, and all three of these together in balance are 28. There's only 223 notes here, because that's how long the speech was, but look at the self. Manage something physical.
She's got a lot invested in the market, doesn't she?
Manage it my way and manage it, but certainly not for the people. If B and A sharp and A were equal, it would be managed for the people. She does have some intellect in here, not very high. Eight here. Words. She's more balanced in words. But this is control.
Absolutely.
Control and contrived.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe her either.
I'm with you.
Let's look at what McCain says, or what his stuff says when he says, well, let's look at Dana Rush first.
Okay.
Dana Bash, I guess it is.
Okay.
Dana Bash. She's from, was it CNN where they did the debates?
Oh, they were everywhere.
Okay. She's asking Michelle Wallace, who's the senior advisor to McCain, ask her if Obama doesn't understand was a rehearsed speech. And Michelle answers, we didn't have time to rehearse. So, general answer.
Mm-hmm.
But this reporter is very much doing it for the right reasons. She's thinking about it. The first inclination here about for the reporter is how to manage resources and information. That's a great thing for
mm-hmm.
a reporter. Not a great thing for a president.
Exactly.
And now let's go to Michelle Wallace's information. Well, I don't see it here.
Well, you don't need that.
The time came up. Is it up here a bit? Nancy Pelosi, no. We got dead air time here because we can't find it. The bailout, greed. Oh, greed was a neat one.
I'd kind of like to see who's greedy.
It's not here.
It's not there.
But it was contrived. What Michelle Wallace was saying was absolutely contrived. I wish I had it up here. Wonder if it's on the bottom of one of these. Don't want to look at it now. We're going to post all these, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
How can people see
Vocal Impressions on BBS Radio.
Aren't we also going to put them on...
they'll be on our website, too.
Nanovoice.org?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be busy tomorrow.
Nancy Kaffner about the bailout. I don't remember doing that one.
Maybe you didn't get that far. There's quite a bit up there.
Well, let's look at Obama saying McCain is right. Look at that.
Yeah.
Going down. Look how much larger ego is than anything else, but thought, evaluative ego.
Mm-hmm.
Obama is very sincere here because he believes the evidence supports that many of McCain's ideas are correct. So this is Obama's response when he's talking about McCain is right.
I wonder what they were talking about in the debate.
Several things. Five or six times they came out with it. He also believes at a gut level that McCain's ideas are solid, but on an integral level of how those ideas will be carried out, they don't agree.
Yeah.
He likes the idea of this is what they stand for, but how it's going to be carried out.
How they're getting from point A to point B.
Where it degrades, because Obama's own self-approval can't go along with some of McCain's ideas. Loss of struggle over who gets to manage the resources, internal conflict, likes the basic idea but not sure those ideas are what will really end up happening. Okay, you want to look at the one where McCain says Obama doesn't understand. Did we already do that one?
We'll see.
Obama doesn't, right here.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is McCain saying Obama doesn't understand. Oh, we have something from the audience. Can't get up and come over here and say that.
He said he thinks Obama doesn't understand the difference
between strategy and tactics. He said it on several levels, many, many times, about what was going on. McCain wants to believe that McCain can do a better job as president than Obama. But McCain really doesn't believe it. That's his words, and that's why he's saying it. But McCain really doesn't believe that. When you look at his print, and did I split it down here? Let's go down and see where I split it. Right here, you see, here's McCain's voice in a very low gut level.
Mm-hmm.
But look, there's nothing here. There's nothing to connect it to what he's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that separation, there's a disbelief between what the gut is showing you as part of the voice and what the intellect is showing you. So McCain believes it on a gut level, believes it on a higher level, but there's no disconnect. I mean, there's no connection for him to be able to pull those two things together. So he doesn't believe it. Roll back to the top there. I know that was kind of, whoa. McCain wants to believe that he can do a better job as president, and statements are very management and action-oriented. He also wants to believe that not only can he manage better, but he can reach the people better. This is the B note of reaching the people. There's an absolute split in his voice over a large split showing that he believes at a gut level is not what he believes at other levels. Intellect is split with his gut level belief system. A large diagonal split in his voice shows a discrepancy in what he wants to believe and what he actually believes. So go on up, and we'll show the split. I'm sorry, roll up. Just roll this up.
Which is really down.
Can you see right here?
Those numbers are really hard to see.
All of this is missing in here. And you can take these literally. What's disconnected here is disconnected in the thought process. So his ego and information about truth and integrity and management for the person, it's like a little mother hen kind of thing in the D. And then we're missing out on doing it with integrity, doing it with words, making plans, carrying out those plans. All that's missing in here. So even if he wants to believe it, he doesn't know how to carry out the belief of all of that. Okay, you want to go on?
We're going to go down?
I don't know what else is down there.
I think that's it.
Oh, okay, well, let's look at another one. Let's go back to that one where you just were, and let's...
I wonder which one that was.
Probably this comparison.
This one?
Yeah, I want to look at the one where Wallace is talking. No good, this way. Oh, look at the one where Wallace is talking. No, that's just about
that's
what
better.
Each of the numbers mean. We'll post that too for you, but it's
okay.
Also in the manual. Okay, look at Dana Brash. Let's look at this one with Wallace, because I think down below, or there is Wallace's stuff is there.
Okay.
Okay, now remember that Dana Bash, B-A-S-H, was the reporter, and she was interviewing. I'm bummed that this is not up. We'll have to do it later. She was interviewing Nicole Wallace, the senior person to McCain. She actually thought McCain... Oh, they're calling in our line here. Hello, caller. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Oh.
Did you want to say something, caller?
I was calling to listen to a conference.
We're doing a conference on VBSradio.com.
Right.
This is the call-in line. This is for people to call in and say something.
Oh, excuse me. I thought this was the one you called in to listen.
No, bbsradio.com. Thanks for listening, though.
Thank you.
Hope you can get on and listen and get the free program.
Thank you.
We've got to straighten that up, because that's too
I just started happening today. I don't know what's going on with that.
Who is called? It's what? More audience here.
Yeah.
I have Dana's stuff here. I will just read it here because I have a little list. Because I did like 30 of these. Let me find it.
You got on a roll, didn't you?
I-3. Well, they Coast to Coast asked me to do it all.
Well, you had an hour, right?
Well, and when I started looking at what they were running on the TV all day long, I thought, who wants to hear more of that crap?
Yeah.
Again and again and again. And so I just decided that... I was going to talk about something different. Okay, here's the information about Dana Bash. Her first inclination is to think how to manage resources. We talked about that. No leader here, just right or justice agenda. No reactive talk, just evaluation of what she thinks is primary. And I put in this G sharp and A and A sharp because hers was yellow. So there's physical management of resources, but in an intellectual way. And then the response of Nicole Wallace. Now, this is McCain's senior advisor. No D. No self-approval. It was disconnected in the mid-portion. The E was really lacking a belief in her own words. Nicole was praising Obama's eloquence, but bashing Obama as being out of touch with mainstream, saying that Obama is not concerned with tax cuts, and that really needs to be addressed. That's not what she meant at all. She was, I don't know how to put that without calling her a fibber. Should we do that?
Sometimes you have to call a spade, Sherry.
Well, should you read your disclaimer now? I mean, is that a good time? Because...
Well, it's a medical disclaimer, but I can do one real quick for liars.
Okay, well, go ahead and read that, because we're going to talk about McCain's health.
All right, we're going to talk about McCain's health, so in doing so, I want to prepare everybody who's listening. All the clinical research and material published or produced by Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology for Vocal Profiling Live or any of our websites is for informational purposes only. Listeners and clients are encouraged to confirm the information contained from both sources. Clients and customers should review the information carefully with their professional health care provider. The information is not intended to replace medical advice offered by your physician. Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology will not be liable for any direct, indirect, consequential, special, exemplary, or any other damages arising from this type of wellness option.
And anything else will be vehemently
That's right.
denied.
Sherry will put the crappy down on you.
Yes. Everything here is based on frequency equivalent. And a frequency equivalent is a numeric evaluation of a person, place, thing, emotion, biochemical, protein. So that's what we do here at the center when we're looking at this. I'd like to talk a bit about how Obama and McCain are alike, but I think that is redundant because everybody knows they're alike. I mean, look at the scores. 5149. Did you listen to the debates, Ben? You did not. Cassie, did you? William, did you? Did you listen to the debate? Who do you think was the winner? We're talking to somebody off camera in the studio here.
I think that Obama did slightly better. I don't know if I would say he's a clear winner.
Obama did slightly better.
Presented himself a little better, I thought.
That's kind of what everybody thought.
Yeah.
You know, slightly better.
I don't feel comfortable with McCain. He doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy.
And Obama does?
Yes. Better. Not quite there, but better.
One of the things that George Norrie asked me on the show was about McCain's health.
I don't think he looks well.
He's not. When we did his composite evaluation, his immune system was way on overload.
Well.
And I ran his stuff today on, it took a part of the speech, one about him talking about Pakistan, where he's saying, and I saw that, and I saw the situation, I stood up and I voted against that because I was afraid that they could make peace in the world where 300 or 400, several hundred Marines would make a difference. I did that one as an evaluation. And then, do you remember when he was talking about, well, this mother approached me and her son had died and
yeah.
She didn't want him to die anything? Well, I took that piece. So I took one starch sand
mm-hmm.
and I took this emotional sand and I compared them. And both of them came out the same, because this is one of the things that we can do with a little different kind of evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
People can send us in WAVE files, and we can look at them this way for real general kinds of things. Let's put this one up so they don't have to look at this junk here.
Which one am I doing?
Let's do one on the bailout.
That's up here at the top, I think.
Okay, while I'm talking about this other stuff.
All right.
So this is called a time domain vocal profile, but we can also do frequency domain profiles. And if you call the office, and it is 740-698-9119.
That's it.
We can make arrangements for a phone appointment with you or help you through sending us a WAVE file. And the way we originally got these WAVE files is we had some help from some students in the film department, and they gave us a really, really good copy of the debate. And then, I loved it online, there was
transcripts.
A transcript.
Awesome.
So I could listen to something, and then I do a find and find it in here and see what was going on and then evaluate that part of it. So if you, anyone out there is interested in having their vocal profile done on any kind of, I can't say medical, can I?
If you're having a wellness issue.
If you're having a wellness issue.
I dance around these words all day.
Okay. Oh, you can send it to us, but you'll need to call in, and we'll send you the information on how to do that. McCain does have an immune system issue. And in both charts, it came up that it's an environmental issue from some kind of heavy metal or toxicity to something that has a heavy metal base.
Huh.
So it is causing him not to be able to detoxify and not to be able to use minerals correctly. Sodium was in particular an issue, and magnesium was the other. But there is definitely some issues with arachidonic acid and hydrogen peroxide. Now, for those bioacoustic practitioners out there, you will know what I'm saying that is active within McCain's body. There was one other thing. His ammonia is really high.
He should have taken the class.
Ben took the class. He knows. Chapter 6 in the textbook. Ammonia is really high. The pH of the body is very unbalanced.
Huh.
And that's going to keep your immune system on alert.
So does that mean he's not oxygenating well if the pH is messed up?
No, not necessarily. It means that there's not a balance of acid-alkaline in the body. You get too acid, you get sick, and you
mm-hmm.
get too alkaline, you get ill also. But there is definitely an issue there going on, and his body is producing something. I would hope that some of his people listen to this and take heed at least look at some of those toxic metals. And it could be from eating too much fish. It could be when he was in Vietnam and mm-hmm. got sprayed with Agent Orange and that kind of stuff. It could be from his teeth. I don't know if that's his real teeth or not, but from fillings. It could be from when he's younger with fillings. It could be
right.
from toxic plants, you know, like a plant where they make things,
mm-hmm.
not a grower, that's
right.
a plant. So really don't know, but there is some toxic metals going on, and if they could just get that out of his system, I think his immune system might
straighten up.
Well, open up,
yeah,
and allow him to fight a little bit better with what's going on. So if anybody wants to know more about that, particularly our practitioners who've taken our professional course, they can let us know that. We only have a few minutes left. I just looked up there at the light. The clock. I have some announcements I'm supposed to be making.
No, we've got to get those out.
We're going to be at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, October 11th and 12th. You could write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com, and with a lot more we want to share with you. We're doing a speech on Sunday at Universal Light Expo. We'll share some of that at the speech that we
right.
couldn't say on the air here. We do have preview classes. They're free about what we do here, and we do people's vocal profiles when they call in and do that right on the air for them. And they can't do it on a dial-up line. They,
right.
They have to have a satellite line or
T1, high-speed internet.
Okay. Our next professional course, and this is for you to learn how to do these techniques and take them back to your community and set up a practice. And what we're concentrating on right now is the traumatic brain injury
right.
and the post-traumatic stress disorder. So if any of you want to learn that, please get in touch with us at class@vocalprofiling.com. We'll sign you up. Since we were on coast to coast, you know, and they cut it so short, I didn't think we'd get much of a response.
We did. We were busy.
And Heather told me today there's been over 1,000 downloads of Nano.
1,000 downloads of Nano from 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
That's a great return.
People need to be able to do this.
That's right.
You know, one of the things that I expected people to say to me is, how can you afford this? Nobody believes this. Why are you giving that away? They're all suspicious of it. Nobody gives anything away. You know, they're like this at you. It's because we want you to see that the sound of your voice can be used to accurately depict what's going on in your system, what's going on emotionally, what you're really feeling. You know that movie, The Secret? We've said this before.
Mm-hmm.
The Secret tells you how you can image and get what you want. How many people know what they want? That house, or that house, that job, that person, that emotion?
I just don't have a clue.
A lot of peer pressure. That haircut.
I know.
What haircut do you want? So we are very happy to be able to bring this to you. It's at great expense to us. We're making that sacrifice because we think once you catch on, then you'll want to take this to the community. You'll come back to our classes, and we can spread this throughout the world. Now, and I'm doing this very, very selfishly, because if you guys are doing it, if you're seeing the clients, if you're teaching the classes, I can go read a book.
You can go write a book.
Yes. for our regular listeners, you know, thank you for joining us. And please join us again for Sound Health. For our new viewers, hope you enjoyed this, and you'll be back with us next week. We know that your days are really busy. And thank you for all your emails and suggestions. We'll read more because we have plenty of things here that we need to share. Somebody asked us, and I told them I would bring the book and show them, The Tree of Life and the Holy Grail. They can't find this. It's Amazon. It's not the $117 one. You really have to look. This is about $32, and this is about our information here and the research we do and how Sylvia Franck says that it is from the Holy Grail mysteries, like the Da Vinci Code mysteries. So there's the book. It is real, and if you can't find it, just write to us at radio@vocalprofiling, and we will send you a little snippet out of the book that she talks about us in a very, very graceful way. And I haven't met her. Well, I met her on the air, but hadn't met her before. And I love what she Right. We're going to need to start the music because we're out of time. Thank BBS for allowing us to tell the truth. We're going to be doing more next week with the vice presidential announcement. It takes strong people to run the country and stronger people to face the truth. And we need more pioneers who stand up to be right. Thank you, BBS. Thank you for allowing us to be with you. Yeah. We do good stuff.
We do.
Let's pretend we're just people, and you're not better than me. And I do ask you some questions, and please answer.